Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is a call from an inmate at the Indiana State Prison.
My name is Phil Chalmers, and I'm a serial killer profiler.
How many murders are you responsible for?
36.
47 to 52.
I found your sister's killer.
I want to see him face to face.
Listen to Where the Bodies Are Buried, a true crime podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Audio Up News Network. It is August 31st. My name is Zach Selwyn, and I am live from Austin, Texas. Yes, I am on the road. I took a flight wearing 9 masks. I've eaten 14 tacos in 2 days. Whew, it's been a hell of a couple of days. Anyway, more about that later. Let's get on with the news. Brad Pitt is dating a 27-year-old model who is apparently married.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and apparently she's in an open relationship with her 68-year-old restaurateur husband.
Okay.
Who just doesn't care that she has Brad Pitt as a side boner. What?
Yes.
What is going on here? I get jealous if my wife sees a Brad Pitt movie, let alone start sleeping with the guy. In related news, Angelina Jolie played this exact same role in Brad's life when he was married to Jennifer Aniston. You sense a pattern here? Gotta hate pop culture. A new symptom facing busy parents during COVID-19 lockdown is being called decision fatigue, which is basically when someone is sick and tired of making decisions for their family, such as, can my daughter have a play date? Should they go back to school? Do they have to wear a mask? Can we have a family over in the yard? Etc. In my house, the decisions are a little different. Do I start on the tequila before the red wine? Do I just go straight to the red and then end up drinking beer when it's gone? What if I risk going into my son's room, waking him up to find my jewel pods I hid in his sock drawer again? Is it too late to smoke weed? Oh my god, do the kids have school tomorrow? Do I want to Instacart beer at 10:30 at night? I wonder if I should sign up for Jerkmate. Decision fatigue, everybody.
I can give you my Jerkmate password if you need it.
Don't get it. Now, I mentioned before that I am down in Austin, Texas. Why am I here? Well, I spent the weekend with legendary country musician and crime novel writer Kinky Friedman, who has also run for governor of Texas in 2006, out at his ranch in Medina, Texas. First of all, here's part of a voicemail he left me.
Zach, Richard Kinky Big Dick Friedman calling you on Thursday.
Amazing. And I'm also going to share with you some of the advice that the Kinkster gave to me. Here's number one. It's okay to talk to yourself. It's only a problem when you start answering. Okay, I like that. Here's number two. Zach, you don't accomplish much by swimming with the mainstream. Hell, a dead fish can do that. I like it. He then told me about a time when I was so high I needed a stepladder to scratch my ass. And then finally he told me a joke. Did you hear the one about the woman who went to the doctor and said, thanks for the exam, but was the 45-minute vaginal rubbing really necessary? And the doctor says, ma'am, that's why I'm a chiropractor. The Kinkster, everybody. He will be playing Uncle Drank's manager, Hayseed Schwartz, in the Uncle Drank Totally Hammered podcast coming later this year from Audio Up. Make sure to stay tuned. The MTV Video Music Awards, or VMAs, returned last night to the network, and I don't really care, nor has anyone cared about this show since about 2007. Did Fred Durst win anything?
Fred Durst?
Oh, he was really good. Speaking of music, the number one song in the country for the past month is called WAP, W-A-P, which stands for Wet Ass Pussy, and is by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, and is a brazen, fully sexual, female empowerment rap song celebrating these two ladies and their love of sex, dick, and everything. And it includes romantic lyrics like, wet ass pussy make that pullout game weak. I love that one. Hop on top, I want to ride. I do a Kegel while it's inside, okay? I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Yep. And I don't want to spit, I want to gulp. I want to gag, I want to choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. Woo! Wow. Okay. They're getting a little dirty there, but I love it. So, we at Audio Up News Network have some parody title ideas for this song, which we are going to pitch to them right now. First up, D.A.P. Dry Ass Pussy. Now, how about this one? My own version of WAP. White Ass Penis. Don't like it? All right, last one. WHTTFCCBSLT WIWY 2LC WBIT USA HIT SCP. That stands for What's Happening? Why isn't the FCC banning shit like this? When I was young, Two Live Crew were banned for Hey, We Want Some Pussy. How is this song even possible? Catchy, right? Here's what's crazy, Jesse. In the 1950s, Bobby Darin's hit song Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath,
right,
was banned by teen radio stations and the FCC for being sexually suggestive,
right,
because Darin mentioned himself in a towel.
Yeah.
That was it. World's changed a little bit, huh, Jesse?
Cancel Splish Splash.
Cancel Splish Splash, indeed. That's going to do it for the Audio Up News Network. My name is Zach Selwyn. We'll be back Wednesday with another episode. I'll be back in L.A., assuming I'm not quarantined and on some sort of hazmat bullshit after I take another flight tomorrow. Wish me luck, everybody. We will see you Wednesday. And in the words of Kinky Friedman, see you down the highway.
Hi, I'm Jingle Jared. In my former occupation, I was the biggest jingle writer of all time. Now, I'm looking for a new job, speaking to every entrepreneur that I can find so I can find out what it's like to transition from one career to another. All of this expert advice has become the bedrock for a podcast I'm calling Occupational Therapy. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Ooh, la, la.
In Lauren Lake's courtroom, there is no nonsense.
Step away when you have
to. But I said I'm a leader.
Don't talk when I'm talking.
Just results.
Mr. Jackson, you are the father. Live it, own it, be it. You see it?
Listen to Lauren Lake's Paternity Court on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.